How to present the gospel, Romans Road, stage one. When you're out soul winning, firstly you want to introduce yourself, and then you could provide that person with something such as a tract, for example, to your local independent fundamental Baptist church. And from there you want to ask them, God forbid, if you were to die today, do you know 100% for sure that you're on your way to heaven? Now, providing that person's interested to hear the message and engage with you, here we can actually get into presenting the gospel. Starting in 1 John chapter 5, verse 13, God writes, "These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God." So God's explaining that we can know for sure that when we die, we'll go to heaven, we'll have eternal life, and it's through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, just believing in God, believing in Jesus Christ, is not enough to save us, to take us to heaven when we die. The core message of the Word of God found in the Holy Bible, the uncorrupted King James Version, is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is what God wants us to know and what actually saves us. Starting in Romans 3:23, the Bible reads, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And in Romans 3:10, God writes, "As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." So what God's telling us is that we're all sinners. We've all fallen short of his glory. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, God explains to us, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." So here we learn that sin is the transgression of God's law. And continuing in Romans 6:23, God tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So I want to focus on the first portion of that scripture, "For the wages of sin is death." When I go to work, what I earn is a wage, but when I sin, what I earn is death. And when the Bible talks about death, it explains there is more than just a first death, the physical death, but there is also a second death, a spiritual death.